At last, the shriek of whistles, the yell of porters, and the moment of intuitive silence. The train began to move, off into the night with the blackness of a strange land knifing past. In my mind, a map of France, irregularly squarish, with a minute Eiffel Tower marking Paris toward the north, and a line of railway tracks like a zipper speeding open to the south, to Marseille, to Nice, and the Côte d'Azur, where perhaps in the realm of absolute fact the sun is shining and the sky is turquoise. Away from sodden mud and cutting winds of grey Cambridge, away from the freezing white frosts of a cold grey London, where the sun hung in the white mist like a bloody egg yolk, away from the rain and wet feet of Paris, with colored lights wavering in the gutter running with water, and the Seine flowed grey and sluggish by the quay, and Notre Dame lifted two towers to a lowering, thick, curded grey sky. On the train, staring hypnotized at the blackness outside the window, feeling the incomparable rhythmic language of the wheels, clacking out nursery rhymes, summing up the moments of the mind like the chant of a broken record, saying over and over, God is dead, going, going, going. In the pure bliss of this, the erotic rocking of the coach, France splits open like a...